I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Samantha Letterman is back with another Riding into Rio report. Today, we'll meet an Australian-turned-U.S. three-day event rider who's hoping he can capture lightning in a bottle one more time aboard a Kentucky-bred X-racehorse.
There we go, the double pair, Boyd Martin and Blackfoot Mystery, finishing on 47.7.
Boyd Martin will tell you why he prefers to ride thoroughbreds for his sport of three-day eventing. They're brave, fast and tough just to start with, and he should know. 10 years ago, he relocated from his native Australia, bringing only his beloved ex-racehorse Neville Bardos. Since then, they've represented the USA at the World Games in 2010 here in Lexington and rose to the very top of the sport. A year later, Martin risked his own life and rushed back into a burning barn to rescue Neville from a fatal fire. Vets said Neville would be lucky just to survive his injuries and would never compete again. But instead, Neville defied them all and finished seventh at the prestigious Burley four-star horse trials in England that fall, arguably the biggest event in the world and a huge personal triumph for Martin.
It wasn't man Neville's smoothest round, but, you know, I give this horse credit. He had 8 weeks to get ready for this. One horse trial and it's only a handful of gallops. And, you know, it's been a terrible lead-up with Dad dying and the barn getting burnt down and Silverstar dying.
Martin is about to represent the USA in his second Olympics next week, this time on another big chestnut ex-racehorse, but one with ties to Kentucky.
And Blackfoot Mystery, or Big Red, caught my eye for about the last 18 months. He's a striking, big, uphill, grand-looking horse. And, you know, I saw him competing with a very good rider by the name of Kelly Prather. And, you know, it's just one of those horses that makes you look twice. And then, ironically, Kelly then started coming to me for jumping lessons and coaching. And then about a year ago, she said that she'd potentially sell the horse. And when she said that, I couldn't get on the phone quick enough and see if I could raise the money to buy him.
A syndicate of owners came together to purchase the ride for Martin, many of them the very same owners who'd bought into the same syndicate to pay for Neville's running costs 6 years ago. A sixth-place finish at the prestigious Rolex Kentucky three-day event this spring sealed their place on the US Olympic team for Rio.
Boyd Blackfoot Mystery on the way to the Land Rover Splash.
The three-day event is the triathlon of horse sports, combining the grace and elegance of dressage and the precision of show jumping, but the cross-country phase on the middle day lies at the heart of it. Originally named Speed and Endurance, it is just that, galloping across country over all manner of enormous natural obstacles and terrain for miles and miles. The horse must trust its rider implicitly and jump down cliff-like drops and into lakes, leap ditches and jump bridges with no idea where they're going. This, Martin maintains, is why the ex-racehorse excels.
To be quite honest, I didn't pick the horse because of its breeding. I picked the horse because of its look, its movement, its jump, its athleticism. And I don't know, I had this hunch. And, you know, he happened to be a thoroughbred, which would be my favourite breed of horses. You know, I've been very, very successful on thoroughbreds over the years. And when it was just a bonus when he was an off-the-track thoroughbred, because I knew right then and there that this horse would have no problem with endurance or stamina or gallop. You know, this is a guarantee in the thoroughbred breed. If you've got a thoroughbred, the odds of being able to finish that fresh and full of running and happy and healthy are so much higher just because of the breed.
Blackfoot Mystery, born and bred right here in Kentucky, raced in California 3 times as a young horse, never breaking his maiden, and was then retrained and rehomed thanks to a Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance, or TAA, facility. The TAA was set up 5 years ago with seed money from the Jockey Club, Keeneland and the Breeders' Cup. Now it has huge support from many other racetracks, owners, trainers, farms and sources within the industry. The non-profit TAA inspects and then awards grants to accredited Thoroughbred Aftercare organisations, which it can then recommend. All TAA-accredited organisations are subject to rigorous and frequent inspections and must reapply for grants each year. Stacey Clark is operations manager.
Basically, our job is to make sure that the horses are going to places that are accredited and that they will be able to get them rehomed or rehabilitated, retrained, so that they can land into great spots. So we have everything from eventing horses, as we know, with Blackfoot Mystery at Rolex this year, to horses that work with prisoners and autistic kids, and then everything in between. Lots of retraining. We have old friends, which is sort of like a living, you know, museum where people can go and see all these old classic horses. So we just oversee them, and we have 56 organizations at about 180 facilities across North America.
We have the current standings now halfway through the class.
In the 3 years since the TAA started accrediting and granting organizations, they've adopted about 2,300 horses from TAA-approved facilities to new homes. Despite the fantastic exposure that a horse like Blackfoot Mystery will bring to their cause, and the increasing popularity of ex-racehorses for all sorts of second careers, Clark would hasten to remind you.
I don't want anyone to think that the job is done. It's an ongoing job, and we need to get bigger. We're not done. We haven't, you know, we got that done, let's go to the races. It's important that everyone realize this is just still the starting point, and although everyone would think we've achieved a lot in 5 years, it is bigger than this.
Far from the job not being done, as Martin and Blackfoot Mystery prepare to head to Rio, he would maintain that their partnership is just beginning.
Oh, it's a great story, Blackfoot Mystery, and again, I didn't pick the story. You know, the horse sort of, our paths collided, and then when you look at where he came from and where I came from, it is pretty awesome. But, you know, we want to make the story better and see how far we can take this horse.
Number 28, here is Boyd Martin with his Olympic-bound Blackfoot Mystery.
About 20,000 foals were registered with the Jockey Club this year, and only a tiny percentage of those will have a long-lasting career as a racehorse. But thanks to the TAA, perhaps a larger percentage will now enjoy second careers as riding horses, competition horses, and maybe even Olympians. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.